Okay. Today is Daf Lama Gimel. We're on Lama Gimel. We are on Lama Gimel by the two dots. It's 11 lines from the top. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Gamliel made a rule that if somebody, Minat Torah, you're allowed to be Mevatel, your Shliach, even if you're not in front of the Shliach or you're not in front of the Isha, you're in a different Bezin entirely or a different bunch of Edim entirely. But Rabbi Gamliel made a Takana, don't do that. If they tikkun ha'olam, what does that mean? So the Gemara asks, "My mipnei tikkun ha'olam." What does that mean? How are we saving the world by making this takana? So what's the machlokas? Rabbi Yochanan Omer mipnei takanas mamzerim. Rabbi Yochanan says it's because of the takanas mamzerim, which the Gemara will explain in a minute. For Rish Lakish Omer mipnei takanas agunos. It's a takana for the agunos. What does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Mipnei Takanas Mamzerim. Rabbi Yochanan says it's because of a takana for the Mamzerim. Savar Lakir of Nachman, because he holds like Rav Nachman the Omar who said Bifnei Shnayim, that you only have to do this in front of two people. Right? Yesterday we had a machlokas. When you mavadel the shliach, can it be in front of two or three? So he says in front of two. Ubeitre less luhukala. And there isn't really a kull when you do it in front of two. Nobody, who knows? If you get two of your friends, two kosher people, and you mavat, nobody knows about that. Vahilo, she's not going to know. She's not going to hear this happen. Velo yada, she's not going to know. Va'azla, she's going to go. Umintzeva, and get married. V'ika, mamzerim. And little mamzerim. Therefore, this is a takana to prevent mamzerim in the world. Don't be mevatel the get in front of two people. We don't know who they are. Not her, not the shliach. Don't do that. Why? Because she's not going to hear about that. How's she going to know? What's going to happen? She's going to get remarried and have mamzerim. That's terrible. Therefore, there's a takana. Don't be mevatel the get in front of two people. Do it in front of the woman or in front of the shliach himself. Virish Lakish Amar, slightly different problem. Mibnei takanas agunos. It's also a problem of aguna. So by the way, Tosfos asks, if we want to make sure that she hears about it, so make it in front of three. Kind of rules that. Making it in front of two, she's never gonna hear about, so make it in front of three. Right? So what kind of problem is that? So Tosfos answers, no. Even Rabbi Yochanan held of the aguna problem. He held of really both. So there's still an aguna. Even if you have three, you can have an aguna problem. Which is Gemara will explain right now. You understand? But in front of two, she's not going to hear. So fine, so do it in front of three, so we'll hear about it. Everybody hears what goes on in court. So the answer is, we're also afraid of aguna problem. What's the aguna problems? Bershaka shamar b'nei takonas agunos. What does that mean? Savar la kerf sheshes. He holds like kerf sheshes, like we said yesterday, to Amar bifnei gimel. The bittel of the shliach has to be done in front of a best, in front of three. And therefore what? Therefore, ubei tlasa islahu kala. There's going to be a call. And you know what? Vishama, she's going to hear about it. Viyada, she will know. Volominsa, she can't get married. And you know what? Vitekana segunas hudeika. And she's stuck. Why is she stuck? Because she's stuck with this guy. Obviously, this guy is doing it to torture her, to pain her. How would he do this? Said the shliach, she heard the shliach on his way. Then she heard, no, he's not on his way, and she's stuck. It's not a classic aguna in the sense that she cannot remarry. That we don't know if she could. It's not what it is. She's married. She's fully married. Right? She would know that she's, if not for the takana, she would know that she's not married. I'm sorry. If not for the takana, she would know that she's married. But she can't get married now because she's stuck with this guy. But she knows this guy doesn't like her. This guy doesn't want to be married to her. He's just torturing her. So it's like, we don't want a situation like that. So go do it to her in front of her. Others say maybe, which we're going to have in a minute, maybe she'll have to be machmir on herself. She's not sure. She can't get married now. Is she divorced? Is she not? She doesn't know. She has a suffix. We're going to have that. We had that situation in Ksuvis, which is going to come up again, right? We said that the tznuas women, they don't know if they're divorced. They don't know the halacha. They're not sure. right? Crazy things happen, like we're going to have. When the guy's on the guy makes a get, I'll tonight, I don't return. And then he's on the other side of the river. We had this a few days ago. We had the reverse case. It's a get if I don't return. And then he says, here I am, I'm returned. So we said, we're going to see it again, and we saw on Daf Gimel and Ksuvitz that the women don't know what to do. They don't know. Am I divorced? Am I not? I don't know. It's so complicated. So they're going to be machmer on themselves and not get remarried. So they're going to be stuck. Could be they're divorced. But they don't know. It's so complicated. And it's so what's it called? It's so crazy things that went on. Like this. Says the Shliah, so she doesn't even know. So you know what? She's not going to get remarried. She's not going to get remarried. She's a fine Jewish girl. She's not going to get remarried and put herself in the possible situation like that. So she's stuck, really. So because of that reason, do it right. The Chacham said, do it right. Because the Chacham said, all of them, this woman should sit and be stuck. No, they don't want to sit and be stuck. Let her do it right. Now, Tana Rabbanan. But lo mevutal. What happens if the guy didn't listen to the Takana of Rabban Gamliel? And he was mevatel it anyway. Batlo, he's mevatel it anyway. So what's the halacha? Mevutal. It's a batel get. Divrei Rebbe. Says Rebbe. Why? It's midaraisa. It's batel. Midaraisa, a husband has the power to be mevatel the get with his two neighbors. Right? Rishur ben Gamliel Omer, ain't a yachol. He can't do that. Lo levatlo, he can't be mevatel it. Lo lehosef al tano'o, not to add on tanoim. She'im kain, because it's so, if what so? If a husband has the power to undo a get, to undo the bittel, to undo the get, against the takana of the chachamim, if a man can do that, then ma koach bezdin yafa. So what kind of power does bezdin have? What kind of teeth does bezdin have? So the Gemara says, umiyakumidi, is there such a thing? The midda araisa batal gita. Midda araisa, the get is batal. Why does it get batal midda araisa? Because again, midda araisa, you can be mevatel the get in front of two people, and it works. And what are we saying now? Umisha ma koach bezdin yafa. And because of the principle of ma koach bezdin yafa, we want to make sure that the kanas of Bezin are abided by. Sharinon Eseh Shishla Alma. We're going to be mad to this woman to the world. We're going to say that this woman is completely divorced. Minotaurus, she's not divorced. Minotaurus, she's not divorced. Midor Abana, we're going to say she's divorced. The Gemara says, in yes. Why? Because call the Mekadesh, anyone who ever gets married, Adaita the Rabbana Mekadesh, gets married on the das of the Rabbanan, which is why under the chuppah you say kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Harei mekadesh asli kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Your marriage is all conditioned on the permission and the understanding and the knowledge of the Beis Din and the Chachamim and Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu. And the afkeinu Rabbanan lekedushin minei. The Rabbanan have uprooted your kedushin. It's as if you were never married.
So the get really is batel.
What? Yes. Yes. There's no get.
There was never a marriage.
She can marry, even if it's kids. Right? She can marry a Kohen. She's not a Gerusha. We'll talk in a minute. Amalei Ravida Ravashi. So, according to some, the Midrabanan, we'll have in a minute. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, Tinach, that makes sense. The Kaddish Bekaspa. If you're Mekadesh with money, if you were Mekadesh the woman originally 15 years ago with Kesef, I understand how we can undo this marriage. How can we undo it? So Rashi says, because Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. So Bezdin could take your money and make it Hefker. So what was the money that you gave her? Stam a gift. Stam.
What is that? Is that doing the colors?
You're undoing the chalos of the kedushin, right?
But hefker means the monetary.
Right. What?
Hefker means the money goes back.
Yeah.
But it's also undoing the whole chalos. It's a transfer of money.
Right. So you know the truth is Rashi doesn't say hefker rather than hefker. Rashi says dafkinu shem kedushin minav yesh behen koach lekach sharei kishakidesh al minag chok datam kidesh. You got married on the das of them. And He has another pshat, which he rejects, that since kesef is learned out of a gzeirah shava, and it's not that his rebbeim said this, since kesef is learned out of a gzeirah shava, it's not really on the same status as it's not a doraisa. That's what Rashi says. For Umei Rabosai Kibalti, on the first wide line of Rashi, Umei Rabosai Kibalti, called the Mekadosh after Rabbanon Mekadosh, the Kedushe Kesef de Rabbanon. Kedushe Kesef is the Rabbanon. You know why? The Loksev Behedya. It's not the Feirish. Ella Gamrinon Kicha Kicha Mr. Ephron. It's a Gzeir Shava. Kicha Kicha Mr. Ephron. It's not Midaraisa. Behind the Kaparacha. That's why we ask Tinach the Kadosh Bekaspa. That makes sense, even Mekadosh with money, since the whole thing's Derabonin anyway. But Kadosh Bebia, what about if you're Kadosh Bebia, Dixim Behedya, Kiyachish Ishu Bala, Mayakal Meimar? What are you going to say? Ha'eich, Yechulu La'akar Dovermen HaTorah. How could you undo something from the Torah, like Bia? U'mishani, and we answer, the Shavir Abana, Libilas, Libilas Nus. Right? And we turn it into Znus. Shall call on Mekadosh Bebia, Kedamar Hasam. Rav Manga, the demand of Kadosh Bebia, Mishum Pritzusa. Now, Rashi says, V'tshuvas kashers hish b'davar. I have a lot of problems with that pshat. First of all, Chada, first of all, the Zereshava gufa Torah hi. Zereshava is gufa Torah. Right? We don't understand Zereshavas, because there's no logic to them. They're illogical. It says kicha by Avram Avinu, and it says kicha by kiigach ish isha, so we make a Zereshava, you're allowed to marry a woman with money? That's mamash from left field. You can't get more. The kicha kicha is different. It's one of those very belittled gzereshavas, because it's mamish from one apples and oranges. Although Rav Kook has an amazing vart. Rav Kook says no, because both about ava. Buying Eretz Yisrael is about ava. Ava is Eretz Yisrael, and ava for a man to a woman. Only Rav Kook would say a vart like that. But
even svara has a takes on a din d'oraisa.
But lama likra svara who? We'll read a pasuk for Tzvara. One second. So Rashi says, first of all, true. Second of all, Rashi proves it. Shari lo lomdul in a skull at elab gzeir shava. Certain kinds of people who get skila oil on that of gzeir shavas. Rashi says, v'noser shehu b'kari is gzeir shava lamadnu. And the fact that noser has kari is also gzeir shava. So people get punished on gzeir shavas. It's not just the stam, how can you marry a woman? Oh, you can marry a woman with kesef. It doesn't have to be only with bia or shtar. We'll get the shtar in a minute. So Rashi rejects all this. A Nair HaMurasa will be killed with Kedushay Kesef. V'i D'Rabbanon Mi Mekatla. How could you kill her? But oh, also, the Mekashani Shavir Rabbanon Libasa Bilas Nuts, Hechi Mati Lashu Le Bilas Nuts, HaDaraisahi. V'chi Amor and Rav Mangin Amanda Mekadosh Bia, Rav gave Malkus on someone who was a Kadosh Bia, Bia Kedushin Mi Alo Batli. So then why would we undo that? Elahav v'had daraisa, it's both daraisa. V'had is barbanan koach levatel bnei shebashas kedushin chol b'daitan lakadosh kedas shenhigu chachamim b'Yisrael. So he says, no, it's all daraisa. It was a theory out there. By the way, the Rambam says that. The Rambam says, The Rambam says in the first Hilchas Ishus, Perak Aleph, Halacha Beis. Ready for this? Vilikuchin Elu. It's talking about marriage. Mitzvah Sazeshel Torahim. Ubechad Bishlosh Devar Meisha Niknas. A woman can be married in three ways: Bekesef, Obishtar, Obibia. Bibia, Obishtar, Min HaTorah. Ubekesef, Midivrei Sofrim. Beferish Rambam. A lot of ink has been spilled explaining that Rambam, because Rashi's right. It's not a Darabana. The Ravid says, Zeshibush. It's a mistake. Upira uparush meshubush hiteu. His pshat made him make a mistake. So he didn't mean, so the standard explanation is, he didn't mean it's Darabana. What the Rambam meant was, it's not a Beferish Apostle. He calls that Divrei Sofrim, because the Chacham came up with the Gzeir Shava. That's what he meant. Okay, the only problem with that, that's fine. That's not what he means any other time he says Divrei Sofrim.
You can say that the method may be a Rabbana method, but once...
That's what they say. That's what the Kesef Mishnah... Right. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam meant. But that's not what Divrei Sofrim means everywhere else
but
in the Rambam.
But the line before says Mitzvah Ben HaTorah.
Right. It's a very unusual way of saying it. However you want to weasel out of that, it's an unusual way of saying it. It really is. The Rabbi Rosner told me that his father was in the Vatican once and saw a manuscript of the Rambam that said Vishloshtim in HaTorah. That is a different ksav yad of the Rambam, that all three are Minotaurah. Not two are Minotaurah and one's Midivrei Sofer. It's a different girsa, which that we never want to hear. We never want to, oh, it's a girsa issue. Right? We never want to hear an answer like that. We want to hear lamdas. But that there is a ksav yad out there, which makes sense. Cause,
one of the attacks on the time is that
right, right.
A lot of
the story right. Okay. Gotta move. Okay, so we're up to the bottom of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tinach Kiddush Bekaspa. That makes sense. Even Mekadesh with money. Why? So we're going to not go with Rashi's second pshat that it's money's Darabona. No. First pshat. Because I can undo money. I can undo that. So it's a gift. Kiddush Bebiya Mayikal Amemar. What about Bia? How could you undo that? So the Gemara answers, yeah, we'll undo it. Shav Yerabana Libilas Obilas Nos. The Rabbanim will turn that all into Znos. They're going to, all those 15 years, Znos. Was it a marriage? No. What was it? An improper thing. What about Shtar? So the Ritva says that the Bezdin can be Mevatel the Shtar, the way the Mevatel Keter. It's different. It's a difference. So the Rivash says, the Chacham Amafker, the paper. So therefore, there's no paper. It doesn't belong to you. It's not yours. The Meiri says similar. It turns it into the same thing. It turns all the marriage into Be'ilat Nos. Okay, this concept of the Rabbanan undoing the marriage appears five times in Shas. There are two contexts that it appears. One is where the marriage was a good marriage. Like here, fine marriage. Now, for whatever reason, something came up while undoing the marriage. Like here, it was a good marriage. The other times it comes up is when the marriage itself was no good. The marriage got off to a bad start. We're going to undo the marriage from day one. Here, we're only undoing the marriage because of something that happened after they married, but the marriage itself was fine. For example, here, they married wonderful. He went ahead and did this crazy thing. He was a vatal the shliach without, not in the presence of the woman. You know what? We're going to undo the marriage. That's case number one. That's one place it comes up. It comes up in Ksuvos on Daf Gimel, where a guy says, I'm giving you my wife a get on the condition I don't return. If I don't return in 30 days, it's a good get. And what happens on day number 30? He can't get to the house because the river is stuck. The river is an overflow, whatever. Minat Torah, that's considered returning. Why? Because the only reason he can't return is because of an ones. But Midr Rabbanan, we said no. We'll undo the marriage. That's a good marriage. Case number 3, we're gonna have later on in Gittin, a shchiv meira gives a get. Not on condition he dies. And then you know what? He doesn't die. So the Gemara says, Minat Torah, it's still not a good get. Because the whole get was given, really it was on condition he was going to die. Even if it's not stated. How can we do that? Minat Torah, but the Midr Rabbanan, we say it's a good get. Right?
How do you make the
Because he was living with it for 15 years. We can't undo, all we can undo is the Kiddushin. We can't undo the 15 years. So for Lamaisa, for 15 years, they were living together. So what happened to that 15 years? So the Gemara says, you're right, it was Nus. They were married.
They're
married for 15 years. Yeah. One day he says, you know what, it's not working out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a get. I'm going to send you a get with a shliach. And on the way, the shliach's going from New York to Chicago, he's mevatel the shliach to the dog. He tells the dog, by the way, mevatel that shliach. Or there's two guys sitting in the room. He's about to shliach to two people. So Minat Torah, that's a good bittel. So now, Minat Rabbanan, we said, no, don't do that. She's never going to know. Right? So what's the halacha? So according to Shir Megan Leal, she's divorced. I am Minat Torah, she's not divorced. Minat Torah, that get was bittel. How can we make her divorced? We'll make her, she was never married. Nah, they were married for 15 years. Many of those years, it was happy. So now what happened to all that Znus for those 15 years? You know what? It's an Aveira. We'll make it into an Aveira. Somebody will say a little bit what you're saying in a minute. Somebody will say what you're saying in a minute. Now, the other two types of cases that where we say this is a Din, where the marriage itself gets off to a bad start. One's in Baba Basra on Daf Mem Ches, where a man forces a woman to accept a Kedusha. Now, it can't be forced. She can't be forced. She has to do it with her das. But he drove her nuts. Until she finally consented. So she accepts that ring very, very begrudgingly. The Chachamim there will apply this din. The whole marriage is no good. She don't want to get married to you. You drive her crazy. That's case number one. Case number two is where a man is married to a katana, midirabanan. Right? The father died. The mother married you to her. The mother married her to you. And the halacha is when she becomes an adult, you have to remarry her, the kedushin midaraisa. And on the way to the chasana, she's now 12 years old, it's her birthday, on the way to the chasana, somebody else hands her a ring. So now she's married to that guy, midaraisa, but she's married to you, midirabanan. So that's crazy. So they'll undo that second marriage. Okay? Those are the cases, the only cases that comes up in Shas. Now, we got to see Tosfos. The Tosfos of the Afki'inhu. Okay? The Afki'inhu, Rabbanan, Kiddushin, Mine. Hikshahar of Shmuel. In Cain, if you can undo marriages, then you know what? Yichapa al-Basa Choso. We said that a guy's married to his niece, and the niece is going to be Mizana, but doesn't want her to die. So he'll give her a get, but not date it. So when the Eidah knock on the door and say, hey, you were Mizana, she says, no, I was divorced. So you could do the same thing over here. What are you going to do? You found out that your wife, is who's related to you, was Mizana with a married man. You'll send her a get with a shliach. You'll be mivadal the shliach in front of two people. And then the marriage will be undone. And look at this. She wasn't married at the time she was with that other man. And therefore, she can't kill her. Why are we afraid of that? So, Ukishabo Adim Shazinsa, Yishlach lo get, he'll send her a get. Vivatal bifnei shlo bifnei shliach. You'll be vatal the get not in the presence of the shliach. And Ufkeina Rabbanan, Vifkeina Kedushin, he'll undo the Kedushin. Vidinsa, it'll come out. She Pinuya. She was a single girl. Why don't we afraid of that? Amazingly, we're not afraid of that. You know what? The lo kasha, the ain lachosh ela kashem achapa ala shalok kedin. Because all we care about is when you did a shalok kedin. Not dating again at shalok kedin. That we care about. But, aval hacha, kedin machapa. You're right. A legal loophole. That's Tosa's first answer. You're right. The Ramban says, ain a chanami, this is going to happen. But we care about agunas more than we care about this. We care about mamzer more than we care about this. Ein hachanami. The other reasons override this reason. This is certainly a true thing. A guy could do this. But, other reasons. So, Tosfos, the Ramban. The Rashbam says what you were thinking, really. A guy's not going to turn his whole life into znus. Why would a guy do this? To save her? I mean, that's a big downside. There's a lot of consequences to doing this. That guy's not going to be so willing. That's the Rashbam. So we have a few answers. We're going to have more answers in a minute.
Maybe they can't do it in the face of Adam. Is that possible?
Hmm?
Is it possible they can't do that in the face of two Adam?
No, because once you do this, it doesn't matter what the date when it happens. If you send it again, name of Adam, then you can do
right.
From the beginning.
There's two more answers to this question. The Oni Yanta says, if you send a get to a shliach, with a shliach, with the sole intent to be mevatalit, that's not Lashma. And the whole get is no good. Rishon Mazalman questions that because Lamaisi is separating the relationship. It's hard to say. That's a questionable answer. That it's not Lashma. It is Lashma. It's you're going to undo it. But Bashasi wrote it. You had Lashma. So that's the only good defense of Rishon Mazalman. And the base Aaron says it's a shlichus that is for a Dvar Aveira. What's the Dvar Aveira? Not to fulfill Bezdin's din of putting people to Chayiv Misa, So, ein shlichas dvar aveira, there's no shlichas at all. The whole thing doesn't get off the ground. You hear this?
So, that means there's also to take the next step. Yeah. They now get remarried.
That's a good question. You mean.
She ushered to the husband.
Right, it's a very good question. I mean, there's a million consequences that come out of this halacha. But it's so fascinating, we have to do this Tosfos. Now, Tosfos continues. The old hikshur of Shmuel. Shmuel asks another question. How could you ever give somebody misa for spending time with a married woman? Why? It's a suffix. It's a thra suffix. What's the suffix? Shema yishalach lo get. Maybe he'll send her a get. Vivat lena. And what's going to happen? He'll be mavatalit in the presence of his two friends. And therefore there's no get. There's no marriage. Therefore, your wife being with another man was not usher. How could you ever put her to death? How could you ever give her asura? It's always a suffix. The husband's going to do this. Rabbi Kivi Eger says, they would wait until someone died. They would wait until the husband died, and then he can't do it. That's one option that you could say. You could wait. You're right. We can't put you to Misa. We'll just keep you and we'll lock you up. We'll keep an eye on you. And when your husband dies, then he can't do this. Then we'll put you to Misa. Right? You could do that. The Ode also tosses us an unbelievable question. Yecholin mamzer and litaher. I can undo every case of mamzer. Anytime a woman's with another, a married woman's with another man, and they have a she has a child, that baby's a mamzer. I'll have the husband do the shtick. I'll send a shliach. I'll be about to live in front of two people that they were never married. It's not a mamzer anymore. I can undo the whole mamzeris. No more mamzerim in the world. The Amari Rabbeinu Tam says, "Dechi hay gavna lo havi hasra safek." It's not hasra safek. You know why? The azlina basaruba. We go basarov. The rov ain megarshin shosayin. Most men don't divorce their wives, and when they do, ukishesholchin get imavak. They don't do this. Rove case, it doesn't happen. We go basarov. Fascinating answer. The od daokmina nachazkasa she achshav nesua. We go by the chazaka. Right now she's married. Right now she's married. The im lo kain. If we don't say right now she's married, nazir shah yeshot se yai yinomatam alamezim amai loka. Why would a nazir ever get malchus? Why? The im amru lo altishta. We tell him, by the way, you drink that cup of wine, you're going to get malchus. You don't drink that wine. Don't drink that wine. And he drinks it. Chayiv al kolachas vechis. Chayiv each and every one. Ay basra safek hu. Shem yishal al naziraso. Maybe he'll undo his naziris. The answer is, right now he's a nazir. So right now I'm going to give him a hasra. It's not hasra safek. The Ramban says hasra safek only goes on the person themselves. Here, there's no safek with this woman. The safek's on the Baal. Maybe the Baal. That's not hasra safek. That's the Ramban's answer. One more line. Umasha hikshitsa imke nichap al basachoso. What about the problem of I'll do this to save my niece? Oh, or v'yachal mamzeim li toher. E yadinon shalakach mischavnin. If that's why you're doing it, to save mom, to get out of the mamzer problem, then you know what? Lo mafki inan kedushin mine. We won't allow this to happen. You know why? The takana asu chachamim. The chacham did this for a takana to help the wife. Lo l'takala, not to ruin things. Shemitoch kach yibros Yisrael prutos barayis. It turns the whole Judaism on its head. Everybody can just do whatever they want with whoever they want. Oh, I have a way out of this. There's no consequences now. No mamzerim. I'll have my husband do this.
Are they having problems evaluating each case?
Right, right. Otherwise, you're turning the whole Klal Yisrael on its head. There's no more rules of arayis. Everything can all be broken. Oh, don't worry, there's no consequences. I have a mamzerim problem. Don't worry about it. My husband will do this. Aval in barur lonu shalonis kavin lakach. If we're clear that there was no kavana for this, lo chai shinan im yichol latoher, then we're not going to be choshesh. So amazingly enough, it came up. The Marshan had a case where two Edom came and said, a husband died. She went ahead and remarried. Two Edom, not one Ed, with all these cool, two Edom. And she went ahead and remarried. And then husband walked in a few years later. Well, it was innocent. This is not a situation of a woman trying to be a pruta, arayas. No, this is a legitimate problem. It's a legitimate issue. What do you do? So Rav Shlomo, nobody's ready to apply this. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, a similar thing happened. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, it's unfortunate. There's moms are in the world. Can't rely on this. First of all, many Mepharshim say that Midrabban and there's still a mamzer. Midrabban, and even if you're going to do it, the child will remain a mamzer Midrabban. Nobody's prepared to extend this option to cases beyond, though that's why I started off. There are only five cases that we apply this. This idea of being mafki of the kedushin, and even though sending the sheikh is one of the five, sending the sheikh and then being mevatelit, so that option is always available. It's very unusual for a 11-year-old girl to be married from the mother. It doesn't happen today anymore. But you can always do this one. But Tosva says, but you can't do it to get out of the mamzer problem. You can't do it, even if it was in an accident, which happens sometimes. Yeah.
We have no issue with the common law marriage.
Right. Right. There is. Rav Moshe Feinstein came up with it to save a lot of the reform and conservatives from turning their whole life into znus by saying it's very complicated. I don't want to misquote him, but I think he said that since it's so much time spent as living as a marriage, that it became a marriage.
So you're just gonna make them realize
So we're going to undo that. We're going to undo it. Yes, we're going to turn it. Yes, we are. Because he didn't follow the Chachamim. He didn't follow the Chachamim. The Chachamim said, don't do that. I understand. They're living together for 18 years. He went ahead and went against the Chachamim. You know what? We're going to undo it. All your whole life now is turned into one big Aveira. Yeah, you shouldn't have. That's right. There's a big downside to this. There's a big downside to this. Don't not listen to the Chachamim. By the way, the Rashba says that we only apply that one another answer to the problem of having saved of the Hasra Safek is we only apply this Hafka Mikan Lahaba. So it won't help you. It won't help you for the past. It'll only help you for the future. It's another option. It won't even help the Manzer. You have to have a lot of. It's very difficult to apply this because that everybody will be okay with it, because the Rashba won't be okay with that. Okay. Fine. Fine. Very good. Okay. Well, now we got to move. Tana Rabbana. If we have time, we'll go back and answer some more things, because Tosfos said more things that are questionable. Tosfos said it's Hasra Safek. If you hold that Hasra Safek is not a good Hasra, Rabbi Kivi Eger says, what if Hasra Safek is a good Hasra? Still the same issue. You can still undo it. Even if Hasra Sofik is a good Hasra, you can still undo it, no? That's what Rabbi Kivi Eger said, we'll wait for her to die. Once she dies, wait for him to die. Once the husband dies, there's no more Sofik. Even if it's a Vada, even if it's Hasra Sofik is a good Hasra, we'll still have to wait for someone to die, because we still have this problem. Ein Achinam. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Amar La'asara. If a guy says to 10 people, Kitzvu get l'ishti, write this get to my wife, Yochol levatal zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. You're allowed to be mevatal one in front of the other. Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe says. In other words, I tell 10 people right against my wife. I can be mevatal two of them. And what about the other 8? No problem. Rebbe Shirbe, why? Because this is not a violation of the previous takana. Rebbe Shirbe Gamliel Omer. Any yochol levatal elo zeh b'fnei zeh. Of course you can't do that. Now, b'mayka miflagi, what are they arguing in? They're arguing in the following. B'edus shabatla mitzasa batla kula kamiflagi. When you mevatel one aid, does it ruin the entire set? That's the machlokas. Rebbe Savar, Rebbe holds, edus shabatla mitzasa lo batla kula. Undoing, being mevatel a part of the aidim, doesn't mevatel all of them. Therefore, the I azli hanach kasvi v'yahuvu, if the rest of the remaining 8 will write a get and give it to her, lichtivu v'lisvu, let them write, let them give it. We're not talking about relatives or any problem like that. There were 10 of them. He told 10 of them write a get. Then 2 of them was mevatel. So about the other 8? It's no problem. Right? They can go right ahead. Roshir Mingam Lil Sefer, no. Eidim shebatla mitzasa batla kula. If you mevatel 1, you mevatel all 10. What's the problem? V'hanach lo yadi. They're not going to know the other 9. V'azli, they're going to go. V'kasvi v'yovu. They're going to write and give it to her. V'shari eishes ishla alma. And they're going to be matar eishes ishla in the world. The halacha is, if you mevatel 1, you mevatel all. But if he's mevatel 1, the other 9 are not going to know. So they're going to keep on with their job and they're going to give it to her. So to stop this problem, what Rav Shirming will say, you have to mevatel in front of all of them. They're both. We're gonna make that distinction in a minute. V'ibay yitzema, or another answer I can tell you. The kuliyam ain't shabbat lemitzasa lo batla kula. Nobody holds that. Nobody holds of that. However, so then v'hacha ha'inatayim de Rishir ben Gamliel. So now Rishir ben Gamliel is difficult. Why, according to Rishir ben Gamliel, do you have to be mevatel them all in the same time? Kasavra, could he hold? Milsa de zavad de ba'ape asara. If you create them in together, all 10 together, tzricha be'asara lemishfa, you need all 10 to undo. So now, the Gemara asks, iboy lehu, kulchem mahu, what about if the husband says, all of you be chosim the get? Mahu, what's the halacha? According to Shir Megamliel, can you be mevatel part of them without the other part being there? So, my mahu. So, time of Shir Megamliel, Mishum de Kasavar, Eir Shabbat Lamatasa Batla Kula. The whole, let's say you say that the Shir Megamliel holds that Eidah Shabbat L'Mitzasa, Bad L'Kula, V'Hani, Kivin Da'ab L'Hu Kulchem, since he said, all of you, Lo Matzi Katsi V'Yavi, then they can't. Because he's Mevatel everybody. By being Mevatel one, you Mevatel all ten. O Dilma, or maybe, Tyra Devshir Mengel Lushon De Kasavar, Kol Milsa De Savad De Vape Be'asara, anything created with ten, Tzricha Be'asara L'Mishlofa. You need ten to undo. V'Hil Kach, Afilu Kulchem Nami. So here too, even by a case of Kulchem, he also will hold that the Edom are not Batel. Why? Because you have to do it all together. Fine, that's the question. So, Toshma will bring a raya from the following braisa. Amar l'shnayim, if a guy says to two people, Tnu get l'ishti, give this get to my wife. Yachal levatel zeh shalo b'fnev zeh, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that you can be mevatel one in front of the other. One without the other one being there. Rishir b'ngel mil omer, ein yachal levatel el zeh b'fnev zeh. You have to have both there. Now, what's the difference between 2 and 10? What's the difference? There's no difference. For Hashnayim, Dechi Kolchem Damu. What's the difference between these two or the case before of all 10? No difference. It's all the question of how many did you make? And here he made 2, there he made 10. And what's the halacha? Upligi. And Rosh Hashanah Gamliel argued and said, in the case of 2, when there are only 2, you have to be mevatel them together. So too, when there are 10, you have to be mevatel them together. There's no problem in that case of one writing without the other one. Because you said kulchem. It all has to be, it's all or nothing deal. You understand? So what do you see from here? The Rosh Hashanah Gamliel requires a batal of all of them, even though it doesn't make any sense. That's fine, he can hold like that. Why? Because he holds that if you create them together, you have to be mevatel them together. There's no fundamental reason why. We're not afraid of any problems because if you say kulchem, you need all of them. So when they're going to be sitting at 7, where are the other 3? Oh, he was mevatel them. What do you mean he was mevatel them? He said kulchem. He can't mevatel some and not the others. So that's no difference if it's 10 or 2. What's the difference? Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says, wait a minute. If it was Edik Siva, then you're right. Then maybe, if it's Edik Siva, then maybe Rabbi Shir Ben Gamliel would agree that you give Mevatel some without the presence of others. You know why? Because you don't need that. How many people do you need to write it? But Hacha B'mayiskinah B'Edik Holacha. It was Edik Holacha. It's already been written. But now, I want you to deliver it. So he said, Kulchem, all of you, all of me, you means all of you. Hakin Ayim Estaber, Diktani Seifa. The Seifa of that Bryson says, Amar Lezeh B'fnei Atzmo V'Lezeh B'fnei Atzmo, right? If he said to each one individually, not in the presence of the other ones, Yachal Levatel Zeh Shalom B'fnei Zeh. You could be Mevatel now one in front of the other. Now, I Amrit B'Shalom B'Edei Halacha Shaper. That makes sense if it's Edei Halacha. Why? I don't need him to hit for him. But, El I Amrit Edei Ksiva, but if it's Edei Ksiva, Mimit Starfi? How can I create Eidos if they're not together? Right? For Amar Mar, Ein Eidim Mitzdarefes Ad Shiyu Shneim Ke'echad. The only way you could ever have Eidim be combined is if it's all the Eidos is created at the same time. So the Gemara answers, but Dilma Kar Rishur Ben Karcha Svirle. Maybe he holds like a Rishur Ben Karcha. Rishur Ben Karcha is as follows. Let's say a guy is looking out the window, and he sees Reuven lend Shimon $100. Right? A is looking out the window, and he sees Reuven lend Shimon $100. 6 hours later, B is looking out the window, and B sees Reuven lend Shimon $100. Now, it's a different event. But Rosh Hashanah Karcha holds, we will combine the Eidos of A and B and make Shimon pay Reuven $100. What about the second 100? No, that we don't have Eidos for. We don't have Eidos for 200. But between the two of them, we have Eidos for 100. A saw 100 and B saw 100. I to different 100, fine. But Rav Shurim and Karcha, it's an unusual shita. Rav Shurim and Karcha, based on Psukim, based on Svara, will allow that those two Eidim to combine to require Reuven, Shimon, to pay Reuven $100. So too here. There's no such thing as one person signing a get. So when he told one, and then an hour later, we told the other one, it could be combined. That's another stretch, to stretch Rav Shur ben Karcha from monetary into gittin. But maybe Rav Shur ben Gamliel will hold like that. That's the suggestion. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Shmas minad Rav Ava Tarti. I heard from my father two things, from Rav Ava two things. Chada ki Rebbe v'chada ki Rav Shur ben Gamliel. One that he held like Rebbe, and one that he held like Rav Shur ben Gamliel. V'lo yadana haik Rebbe v'haik Rav Shur ben Gamliel. But I wasn't sure which one was which. Amar Yosef, next Yanan. Let's try to figure out when he held like one and when he held like the other. The Chiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar, he said, Maisa v'asa Rebbe k'divrei Chachamim. That Rebbe held like the Chachamim. Where did Rebbe hold like the Chachamim? So Rashi points out, this is about when Bezin was evaluating someone's estate after someone died, and they made a mistake. They were off by a sixth, or more than a sixth, or less than a sixth. So the Chachamim there said that the Eilus is batal. What the Bezin did is batal. So Shimon a little said the same exact line. So Ma Koach Bezin Yafa. It's batal because the Bezin made a mistake, then everyone's going to laugh at Bezin. So Amalafan of Rabbi Prata, Benosh Rabbi Lazar Ben Prata. Rav Prata, the son of Rabbi Lazar, the grandson of Rav Prata, right? Ben Benosh of Prata Gadol, the grandson of the great Rav Prata, right? He was named after his grandfather. He said, Imke mach koch bezin yafa. What do you mean? Just because the bezin made a mistake, so we're going to laugh at bezin, the bezin has no teeth. So then you know what happened? V'chaza rabbi v'asa kershur mengam liol. He went back and then changed his mind to hold like kershur mengam liol. The umidaha kershur mengam liol, since in that case he held like kershur mengam liol, hach kirebi. So it must be in the other case. What's the other case? The other case is if you're mevatel the shliach, not in the presence of the shliach, will it work? And Rebbe said it will work. He must have held like Rebbe in that case. The Afra of Oshia, the Midusha, Savar Chodek, Rebbe Vachodek, Rebbe Shurbing Amliel. And also, right, basically today we had two machlokuses. One was about being Mavatal the Get, and one was about telling the ten witnesses. Right? So again, one case he held like Rebbe Shurbing Amliel, and one case he held like Rebbe. Dama Rabbi Barachara, Chamisha Savi Havina Kamidra of Oshia, the Midusha, there were five elders sitting there with Rav Oshia, Asahu Gavra, a guy came in, Kameh, in front of them, the Ashkele Gita Al Karche, and they forced him to write a get. Now, you can't force somebody to write a get, but they pressured him until he said, I do it on consent. I agree. Which is a big discussion, which will come up. Omar, so he said, the Rav Oshia said, basically, they pressured this guy into giving a get, and they made him say that he's doing it on his own free will, but it was really pressure. So they were afraid he's going to try to undo the get. So Amar, he said, Amarlan, zil itmaru, go hide yourselves now. V'kisvula, and then write it. Why hide yourselves? Because he didn't want the guy to be mevatel the get in the presence of these people. So he told them to hide themselves. V'isal kataitach kirebi, but if he held like Rebbe, then kimitru mayhad. It's a big deal if they hide themselves. Big deal. Why? Because according to Rebbe, you don't need them. So do it anyway. It must be that in that case, he held like Rav Shur ben Gamliel. You can't be mevatel the get unless you do it in the presence of the shliach. Where's the shliach? He went into hiding. We don't know where he is. So therefore, it's obvious that in that case, Rav Shur held like Rav Shur ben Gamliel. And Elishmaminak Rav Shur ben Gamliel through. V'ital gadaitach iduch namik Rav Shur ben Gamliel. But if the other case he held like Rav Shur ben Gamliel, then lamali lat mure. Why would they have to hide? All they would have to do is libderu abderu. Let them just disperse. Why? Because according to Rav Shur ben Gamliel, they have to all be together. So they don't have to hide. They just have to disperse. Elishmaminak chadik Rebbe v'chadik Rav Shur ben Gamliel. It's obvious that in the second case, the case of being undoing the ten, he held like Rebbe that undoing some will not undo them all, unlike Rav Shur ben Gamliel. That's why he told him to hide, because he held that he held like Rav Shur ben Gamliel. You want to undo this get? They have to be in your presence, and we don't want to undo this get, so we don't want them to be in your presence. But they don't have to disperse because he held like Rebbe regarding the bittel of some will not be mevatel all. Okay. We will pick up tomorrow from Rava. Everyone have a very good day.